Our scripture reading this evening is found in Philippians chapter 2. We'll be reading verses 5 through the first part of verse 16. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 16a. This is the word of the Lord. Listen carefully as he speaks to us through it. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place, and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, as a result of what we just read, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life. And that's the word of the Lord for us this evening. Congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ. In preparing for this message this evening, I came across a song that's written by a Christian group called Passion. I'd never heard the group before, never heard the song before. But when I read the words, I thought, you know, this really speaks to what we're talking about this evening. Verse one goes like this. My eyes have seen the King of Glory. Oh, I'll never be the same. Now I live to tell the story. Jesus is the only way. The second verse, there's no shadow that could hide it. There's no place your love won't go. Light is breaking through the darkness. There's resurrection in my soul. And then the chorus is this. I'm going to burn bright, going to burn lit, going to let love rise. Going to shine like stars in the heavens. Going to burn bright. I just got one life. To shine like stars in the heavens. When I read that first verse, it made me think of maybe something that the shepherds could have written. I've seen the King of Glory. I'll never be the same. And I go to tell the story, and that's exactly what the shepherds did. They were completely changed after they saw King Jesus there in the manger. And they went to tell everybody. They were so excited. You might say that that's the way that that first Christmas impacted the shepherds. Well, what about you and I? Just a little less than a month ago, we celebrated Christmas once again. Maybe for some of you, it was the 10th time, maybe the 20th, maybe the 50th, maybe the 70th, maybe the 80th time that you celebrated Christmas. Well, what impact did Christmas have on you again this year? What impact did that have on me? Are we going to shine like stars and have that type of an impact on us after we have celebrated once again Christmas? You know, there are a lot of people in this world who we call stars, movie stars, TV stars, sports stars, rising stars in business. And all of these people, or at least many of them, have an opportunity to impact our world for good. Unfortunately, many of them are just the opposite, and they actually contribute to the darkness in this world. As believers, we are called to be stars shining in the universe. As Paul writes here, that we are to be shine like stars in the universe as we hold out the word of life. Some of the other translations use the word picture of light in addition to that of stars. The King James Version says, shine among them like stars lighting up the sky. And the Good News translation, shine among them like stars lighting, or I'm sorry, the King James Version, shine as lights in the world. And the Good News Version is shine among them like stars lighting up the sky. And the Living New Testament, shine out among them like beacon lights. The book of Daniel talks about shining like stars. Daniel 12, verse 3 says, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. And Jesus calls us to shine. In Matthew 5, as part of the Sermon on the Mount, verses 14 through 16, Jesus says, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. What does it look like to be a star for Jesus? And what type of an impact are we to have? What value are we to this world as we shine like stars? And what does it mean to shine like a star for Jesus? This evening, let's look at those three questions. Let's look at a picture of a star, the value of a star, and shining like a star. Picture of a star, value of a star, and shining like a star. First of all, let's look at the picture of a star. If you were to draw a picture of a star shining for Jesus, how would you start? Well, one way we could start is to look at that word picture that the Bible gives us and being like a star in the sky. Now, you think about stars. What type of characteristics do we think of? Well, one is that stars are conspicuous. They're noticeable. They stand out in the sky. And they're also contrasting. There's a contrast between the light of the star and the darkness of the sky. They're also consistent or continual or constant. In other words, they're always there. They always come out night after night. You can count on them being there. And in the same way, we are to stand out for Jesus. We are to be conspicuous in this dark world. In other words, when people see us and see how we live, they should be able to see that we belong to Jesus Christ. And we should be a contrast to this world, that, again, that people see a difference in us compared to other people in this world. And we're to be consistent or constant. In other words, our light should be shining no matter what the circumstances are in our lives. Whether we're going through hard times or not, people should be able to see that we belong to Jesus. Well, that only gives us a part of the picture that we want to paint. How do we finish that up? Well, we finish it up by looking at some of the verses here in Philippians chapter 2. If you have your Bibles open, notice in verse 3, Paul says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. In other words, we're to be unselfish. We're to think of others first. And in verses 3 through 11, where Paul talks about having the same attitude as Christ, we're to be humble as Christ was humble. In verse 4, talks they look out for the needs and interests of others. In verses 8 and verse 12, that they walk in obedience to God's word. Verse 14, they do everything without complaining or arguing. And again in verse 14, that they live in purity. And then in verse 16, that they're holding out the word of life. So when you look at all these characteristics and you complete the picture, what it reminds us of is the fact that We have been called to be set apart. We have been called to be holy just as God is holy. We are called to be different from this world in the way that we act, in the way that we speak to other people, in the way that we speak about other people. People should be able to see a difference. You know, when added together, when you look at that picture, we should see Jesus. You know, when one day Philip came, one of the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Lord, show us the Father and that will be enough for us." And what did Jesus say? Jesus said, "Philip, haven't we been together for a long time? Don't you know that the Father and I are one? So that when you look at me, when you see me, you see the Father." The same should be true with us and Jesus. You know, sometimes people will pray before a worship service or a retreat. Lord, may we see Jesus in this hour, or may we see Jesus in these couple of days. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean that Jesus is going to become physically before us? No, what it means is that when we look at other Christians, we see Jesus. So when I look out on the congregation here, I see all these pictures of Jesus out here. That's what we are supposed to look like. I know that we're not perfect, of course, now. Someday we will be. But we are supposed to be striving to look more and more like Jesus with the strength and the help of God and the Holy Spirit. And that's what a star is to look like. That's such an important thing to me, to be able to come to church and worship with fellow believers, because I'm worshiping with other believers who have the same thoughts, the same beliefs as I do, and those characteristics of Jesus. And we're all coming together as stars in this world. Imagine a church that all of the congregation had those types of characteristics. Imagine how brightly we would shine. We would probably have to come to church with sunglasses on, because we would be shining so brightly for Jesus. Imagine a world like that. I think heaven is going to be like that someday. And the truth is, for myself, if I were to be less selfish, if I were to consider more people better than I am, if I were to not complain and argue, that I would be shining more for Jesus. And I think I've got to be doing more of those things. And maybe you do too. Well, that's what a star is to look like. Next, let's look at the value of a star. What type of an impact are we to be on this dark world? Well, once again, we can start by looking at the stars in the sky. Stars have been used for navigational purposes to guide ships out in the open seas. But then if we also use the word picture of light, that a lighthouse is used to guide ships safely into the harbor and to get to port safely. We use flashlights, headlights, night lights. We use all of these types of lights in order to help us to get around when it's dark so that we don't bump into things or crash into things or hurt ourselves. And one other thing about light is that light exposes dirt. We have our picture window in our living room faces to the west. And that being the case, usually what I do is when I wash that window on the outside, I wash it in the morning. And, you know, I look at it and it looks pretty good. But then in the afternoon when the sun shines on it, I see all these streaks. I see what I missed. And I think, you know, did I ever really clean that window? That light exposes that dirt that I left behind. And light, and in the same ways, we are supposed to have an impact on this dark world. As we hold out the word of life, as Paul says, we're to point people to Jesus, that we're to help guide them through the darkness, that they would know Jesus Christ as their Savior, and that we would point out sin in their life and the fact that they do need a Savior and guide them safely home, you might say, to eternal life. Listen to these Bible verses that speak to our impact on this world as people come to know Jesus as their Savior. The psalmist says in Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. As we bring people to Jesus and they see Jesus as their light, it helps them get through dark times in their lives. Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16, we read that before. People may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. As we do good works, that people see that we are doing that in the name of Jesus and they praise our Father in heaven. Acts 13, verse 47. I've made you a light for the Gentiles that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. Again, pointing people to that saving grace of Jesus Christ. And then Ephesians 5:11 speaks to pointing out sin. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. So what should our impact be on this dark world? It's to help people get through dark times. It's to help people see Jesus Christ. It's to help people get safely into the fold, you might say. It's being bearers of good news, as the angel said to the shepherds, I bring you good news. It's joyful news of great joy. It's saving news. We bring that type of news to people around us so that they can be saved and ultimately that they can enter into eternal life. So those are the impacts. That's the value that we bring to this world and to the people in our lives. Well, finally, let's look at shining like a star. What does that mean? What does it look like to shine like a star? Well, first of all, you know, we think about the picture that we drew. And we think about the value. The first thing is that we need to be out in this world. Jesus said you don't put a lamp or put a candle or a light under a basket. You put it where people can see it. And that's the same for us. We need to be out in the world. And as we're out in the world, we need to be shining and pointing people to Jesus. You know, sometimes I think it can be easy to hide our lights in a church building or to hide our lights under the umbrella of the church, of the people. And instead of shining that light wherever God takes us, we kind of save it for Sundays maybe. And certainly we're shining our light here with and dealing and interacting with other Christians. Maybe when we go out into the world, maybe people don't see that light. I belong to American Waterworks Association as part of what my job used to be. It's actually international association, and each state has a chapter. And here in New Jersey and in most states, they have a conference every year, which we do. And about maybe 20 years ago, we started at our conference having a interfaith breakfast. And the first breakfast we had, it was interesting because you'd see these people coming into the room and say, wow, I didn't know he was a Christian. I didn't know she was a Christian. See, we weren't shining even amongst people that we know. And we had to get together in a group in order to find out that, hey, you're a Christian. We need to be out in the world and we need to be consistent, just like the stars. No matter what's happening in our lives, we need to be praising God. We need to be thanking God. We need to be demonstrating to those around us that we still love God and that God is with us. And we need to be witnesses. When Jesus left this earth, before he left, he commissioned the disciples and he said to them that you are to be my disciples, starting in Judea and then Samaria and to the ends of the world. He didn't say you are to witness. He said you are to be my witness. We are to not just explain God's word to others or to profess it or to proclaim it, But we are to exhibit God's word. We are to demonstrate God's word. We are to practice God's word. You know, for some people, maybe the only thing that they will ever know about God is what you exhibit in your life. That's the only, they may never read the Bible, but they see you, and when they see you, they see Jesus. They should see Jesus. They should see God. St. Francis of Assisi says, preach the gospel at all times. If necessary, use words. I love that phrase. We need to be witnesses, not just proclaiming, not just saying, but we need to be doing it with our lives in addition to our lips. And we need that we shine by doing good deeds. As Jesus said, that as you do good deeds, it'll point people to praise God. We need to be doing good deeds, not just here amongst ourselves, but in the community. And that is telling us, again, to be out in the community, to helping people in the community, to being a light there so people know who we are and what we do and what we're all about. I recently heard someone either say or wrote a question that has been bugging me for a while. And the question is this: if your church were to shut their doors tomorrow, would you be missed in the community? If you shut the doors of Pumpkin Plains United Reformed Church tomorrow, would there be an uproar in the community? Would people be with signs out on Boulevard saying, you know, open the church, open the church? Interesting question. Wonder about that. Are we as churches doing such good in the community that people would have a real problem, that real heartache, if we were to close our doors? Now, some people might say, you know, I just wasn't made to be a star. Well, maybe not all of us were made to be a Billy Graham or an R.C. Sproul or a Martin Luther or Chuck Colson or any one of those. But that doesn't mean that we can't shine. You know, take a little nightlight. When we have people stay over our house, we usually put a nightlight in the bathroom or in the hallway so they can see where they're going if they get up during the night. It's not much of a light, but it certainly is enough to see where you're going so that you don't bump into something or fall down some stairs. You know, we can shine in little things, and all those little things add up to shining in a big way. D.L. Moody from Moody Bible Institute said this: lighthouses do not ring bells or fire cannon in order to call attention to their shining. They just shine. They just shine. They don't call attention to it. And we need to do the same, is to shine wherever God has placed us. And one other thing about shining like a star. I don't have to tell you this. You already probably know this. It's certainly not earth-shaking. And that is, if I want to see the most stars in the sky, I won't go to Times Square in New York City or even anywhere in New York City or maybe even here in Pumpkin Plains. I'll get on 23. I'll go up to Sussex and go out into a cornfield and look up in the sky. I'll see a lot more stars than here. Stars are much more noticeable, more visible when it's dark. And the same is true for us as stars shining for Jesus, that we shine brightest when we are in dark situations. Places like homeless shelters, prisons, hospitals, when people are going through difficult times in their lives, that's when we shine the brightest. And that's where we need to be. Remember that one time Jesus brought his disciples to Caesarea Philippi, and it was a wicked city. They had a cliff where in the cliff were notches or shelves, you might say, where different idols were located, and they would come and worship there. And at the base of that was a cave, and people at that time believed that that was the entrance to hell. And it's at that place that Jesus asked Peter, who am I? And Jesus, you know, proclaimed that he was the Messiah. And Jesus said, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, I used to always think that that was put the church in a defensive position and hell was fighting against the church. But it's the other way around. The church will not, or the gates of hell will not prevail against the church being in the offensive. See, we have to be going to those dark places because that's where people really need us. All people need us for sure. But it's tougher here in the suburbs, even though they may not realize it, but they need Jesus too. And they're going through dark times as well with health issues and things like that. But we need to go to dark places because that's where we shine the brightest. Well, I don't know if you noticed the title of the sermon, Shining More in 24. At the end of a year, it gives us an opportunity, at the beginning of another year, it gives us the opportunity to kind of look back, to look over our lives, look over the life of the church, and kind of wonder, you know, how am I doing? How am I doing spiritually? How are we doing as a church in shining for Jesus in this community? How am I doing as an individual and shining wherever God has placed me throughout the week? If we're called to be stars, then that's a good question. How are we doing? Well, let me pose some examples that maybe we can shine more in 24. One is to spend more time in prayer and in Bible reading. Because it's only by doing that that we get to know what God looks like, what Jesus looks like, and what he expects of us, so that we can look more and more like him. Maybe it means being more consistent in our Christian lives. That when things go wrong at work or at home, that we're still being consistent in our Christian life. Maybe it's thinking more of others. Maybe being more humble. Maybe it's doing some volunteering, maybe setting aside some of time for ourselves to help other people. You know, we can do that through New Hope or through some of the pregnancy centers like Lighthouse, that we can volunteer our time and shine in that way. And there certainly are plenty of ways to shine in organizations like that. Maybe it's shining within the church more and calling people who are lonely, people who are sick, maybe making visits, things like that. Maybe getting out of the church and more into the community in some type of programs. You know, sometimes it can be a simple thing. When I was at Living Word Church in North Haldon, one of its members, maybe some of you know him or knew him, Andy Van Beveren. Andy Van Beveren worked at the Recycle Center on Fridays and Saturdays. And he would speak to people at the Recycle Center. He got to know almost everybody in town. He probably could have run as mayor and won. But he would share his faith to other people. And he would share that not just through mouth, but by the way that he treated people, by the way he helped people. So that's just a simple way that we can be out in the community. How can we place people like that in our community so that we can shine for Jesus? Maybe it means more time in doing in addition to listening. Well, God commands each one of us to shine like stars in this dark world, wherever he's placed us, whatever our situation might be. And I think it might be a good opportunity for us and every church to ask these three questions of ourselves. What is my picture of a star look like? How am I impacting this world for Christ? And am I shining for Jesus? And how maybe can I shine more? I'm not one for making New Year's resolutions. Maybe you are, or maybe you aren't. Whatever, you might consider this, shining more in 24. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word. Lord, your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And Lord, help us to be that light to others in this world around us. Help us, Lord, to shine like stars in the universe, holding out the word of life, as Paul explains here in Philippians 2. Lord, we're busy. Maybe we're shy. Maybe we think we don't know enough. But Lord, you always qualify those who you call. We may feel unqualified, but Lord, we know that you can give us the strength. You can give us the words. You can give us all that we need in order to shine brightly for you. And we pray, Lord, that that may indeed be the case. Lord, help us, each one of us, help us as a church to shine more in 24. In Jesus' name, amen.